Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here on Weekend Kickoff.
WWL
Treasure Chest Casino. Mike D'Antilier and Steve Geller here hanging out with you till 7 p.m. Thursday Night Football will be coming up on 105.3 FM and the Odyssey app. That is an NFC South battle like Sunday in the Superdome. This one, though, tonight we got Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosting the Atlanta Falcons. Meanwhile, over on 870 AM at 7 PM, we'll have Pelicans taking on the Portland Trailblazers in action right now, guys. We know that there is high school football championships, and
yeah,
Ascension Catholic is currently trailing Riverside at halftime, 14-7. Charlie said that one's about to get started in the third quarter.
Yeah, so Lee Russell's group with a lead at halftime to see if they can hold on to it. Again, Ascension Catholic. I mean, I've seen them play a couple of times this year. They are really good, but I've also seen Riverside. Man, and Coach Russell's done a really good job there, man, to get you to the state finals. And got a lead at halftime, just got to close the deal.
And then tomorrow, obviously, the Manning family's children's prep football roundup with Ian Ozan, Coach Lou Valden. They'll be taking things over from the Caesars Superdome. And, man, oh, man, that's going to be a rocking atmosphere, like I mentioned, between today, tomorrow, Saturday, and then Sunday with the Saints game. Breaking that field in pretty good.
Shaw and St. Charles Catholic. Got a lot of folks out for that one. A lot of folks out.
It.
But then Saturday.
Big time.
St. Aug, Edna Carr. That might break the record. That might be the record breaker.
Yeah, huh?
Because of the weather, the two teams, man, and everybody wants to watch that. Everywhere I've went this week, people have talked about, man, I want to see that between Edna Carr and also St. Aug. And if you can't go to the game, you can hear it right here on the Big 870 WWL. I think we got Patrick in Houston. Patrick, in the huddle with Mike and Steve.
Hey, guys, can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Yeah, what up,
sure
Patrick?
Hey, Mike, it's always a pleasure hearing from you, my friend. Great job as always, guys. Yeah, a couple of things. Number one, I think Southern Miss, in elevating Blake Anderson to their head coaching position from the interim role, right, made a wise and smart decision. I think he should have been hired when Larry Fedora left for North Carolina some 14 years ago. And instead, we hired a disaster by the name of Ellis Johnson. And you can argue that the program hasn't recovered since then. So excellent. I'm glad for USM, right decision.
Patrick.
And we'll see how that. Yes,
Patrick,
sir?
I agree with you. Man, look at the success he's had. Arkansas State, Utah State, tragic situation, you know, losing his wife and able to come back from that. And what he did offensively last year and running the show for USM. Patrick, I was shocked. I mean, okay, a lot of people, they didn't finish the season well. Did anybody pick them to win as many games as they did this year? Nobody that I knew of thought they could be that good, and he was a big part of it. He's an outstanding coach. Also, too, he is a really good recruiter. And I think in this world where a lot of the big schools concentrate so much on the transfer portal, he's going to have a bigger outlay of high school players to pull from because of the fact Ole Miss, Mississippi State, LSU, Tulane, they're more in the transfer portal than, say, in the high school ranks. I think that Blake is going to do a really good job at USM. I agree with you totally.
Yes, sir. I concur 100%. On the second point, Will Hall, I was a little taken aback and surprised that Tulane offered him the head coaching position. As a Southern Miss fan, you know, let's face facts, his tenure was not very successful. But, you know, we in life, you know, we all many of us get second chances, and it seems as though he's going to take the most of it, take advantage of it. I just don't know. I think he's a superb offensive coach, passing game coordinator, offensive coordinator, but as a head coach, I don't know. I think he leaves a lot to be desired. We shall see. Keep up the good work, gentlemen, and thanks for everything, and happy holidays.
Thank you, Patrick. I appreciate it.
We're going to take a break here on our weekend kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Thursday night football, Pelicans basketball, whatever you like, we got
high
it for you.
High school football.
High school football, too. We're talking everything. When we get back from the break, Tulane football coach Will Hall right here on WWL. Be right back, folks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks, into Weekend Kickoff. We are at the Treasure Chest Casino. Steve Geller along with Mike Dettelier, and now happy to welcome in the new head coach of Tulane football, Will Hall, to the radio huddle. Will, how's it going, man? How's your day going?
Man, it's going great, guys. How are y'all?
Doing great, Coach. Again, congratulations on getting the job. And, you know, you had success at a couple places, not so much at Southern Miss. And so I guess what everybody sort of asked me to ask you is, what have you learned in the success part of things and maybe not so successful at Southern Miss that you've learned throughout the process in this ever-changing world of college athletics that seems to change every day? There's something. What have you learned from the good and maybe not so good of being a head coach?
Yeah, well, I think you learn something every day in all phases of life, you know. And like you said, I've been a head coach for 10 years, turned around three programs. We won a ton of games at my first two and then won a bowl game in the second year and turned it around. And some things changed in college athletics and did some things that I definitely could have done better. But I tell you, man, I really love Tulane. I love this place. I was here under two different leaders and winners and was able to see them do it and see what works at Tulane under two different regimes. And I'm at a point in time in my career where, you know, I've always been an overcomer and a winner. And, and I just feel, like I said in my interview or my press conference, I am the best guy and the right guy at this place at this time. And I have no doubt in that. And I know the players certainly feel that way too. And we're excited about the future.
Coach, kind of get your philosophy a little bit about, you're still involved with the high school recruiting, but today it's so much having to do with the transfer NIL era of things and sort of your philosophy on how you kind of cut the line between going after the best high school recruits you can get, and yet you can fill an immediate need, maybe with somebody with some experience, through the transfer portal. Your kind of philosophy on that?
Yeah, I think high school recruiting is something you have to do every year at each spot. You know, when you look at the great players that have come out of Tulane over the last several years, you know, whether they went to the NFL and finished their career here, or they got in the portal late in their career and got a lot of money to some top 10 programs. You talk about the Michael Pratts, the Jaquan Jacksons, the Tajay Spears, Dorian Williams, Cam Sample, Patrick Johnson. You know, those went straight to the NFL from here. Then you've got guys that went to the portal from here and made a lot of money, like Darian Mensah, Makai Hughes, Rayshon Pleasant, Alex Bauman. All of those guys were high school signees that came here and developed. And, you know, I just think high school recruiting at this level is paramount. And it's something you have to do every year, because you usually don't reap the rewards of it till year two, year three, from signing that high school kid. So you've got to be diligent about it. You've got to be intentional about it. And it's got to be an every year thing. That's something we've been able to do here. Coach Summerall and his staff have done a great job. I was able to be a part of this class. We've got some young kids in our program that are fixing to be really good football players. I'm excited about them. Our true freshmen that are coming in this class, our redshirt freshmen from this year, our true sophomores and redshirt sophomores have bright, bright futures. I mean, there's some good ones. Now, as far as the portal goes, you know, we've got to attack the portal every day. We've got to see, you know, what we're not able to retain. And look, man, like, nobody retains everybody. Not even Alabama and Ohio State and LSU retain everybody. So, you know, we got to see what we're not going to retain, where the holes and gaps are relative to the high school kids that are in our program that are developing. And we've got to add to it with the portal. That's something we've been good at, you know, over the last few years. So I know that's a long answer, but I think high school recruiting is what lays your foundation and allows you to build on it. Portal recruiting has got to be more of a seek and destroy, you know, one shot, one kill type method, where you find exactly what you need for that particular scheme you're running, and you go get it.
I know you're gearing up for the Ole Miss game, but how much time have you spent trying to accumulate a staff that you'll have certainly when things are over with in the season for Tulane, and also about re-recruiting your own players, which, man, I've talked to so many head coaches, and it's like re-recruiting the same guy every year, but you have to do it, and you know if you don't, somebody's going to come poach him. So that's taken up a tremendous amount of your time trying to get a staff, and also keeping the guys here that are getting, you know, through representation, offers to go somewhere else.
It is, you know, but, man, I think it's just relationships, you know, are like that all the time. You know, I mean, you guys have a job, I have a job, and if – you know, all of a sudden we're trying to retain a kid today, and it's the first time we're trying to retain him, then we're probably not going to. But I think the way you treat people every time you're around them, I think there's an effect of that that builds and builds and builds. So we try to treat people the right way here. We try to be very demanding of them. Young men want to be pushed. They want to think that they're somewhere that's going to push them to be the best they can be. I say all the time, they didn't come to college for another friend. They came for a coach. And so I think our young men here under Coach Summerall and obviously moving forward with me know that we're here to develop them. We're here to love them. We're here to meet their needs, but also train them that life's not easy. And sometimes like successful people get good work done on their bad days. You know, that's what separates successful people from average people, is the bad days. Everybody does good on good days, but can you do your job? Can you do what's expected of you when times are tough? And, you know, do these young men feel the love? Do they feel, you know, that they matter? And, you know, sometimes money is bigger than all that. But if it's close, I think young men are going to always go where they know they're treated the best and demanded the most out of. And that's where you got to win. You got to win on the close, you know, the outliers, you know, the Darian Mensahs and then getting that money to go to Duke. you're not going to win that battle, you know. But the close ones, it comes down to relationships and how you're running your program and how they're treated. And I think we've done a great job of that here under Coach Summerall, and I think we'll continue to. I know we'll continue to.
Coach, one of the things when they ask me to speak to different groups is I tell young people two things in life learn how to do. One, learn how to listen. Because most people, they just want to talk. They don't want to listen. And secondly, learn from your mistakes. Learn from what you did bad. You learn more from your mistakes than what you learn from things that happened good in your life. Now, when you're 19, 20, or 23 years old, you maybe don't grasp that. When you get up in age, you understand the part of listening and learning from your mistakes.
No question. I tell people all the time, you know, if we've got a group of kids in the kitchen right now, the one that's most likely not to touch the hot stove is the one that's touched it before. You know, so learning from your mistakes, learning, you know, and improving on everything you do, you know, sometimes that's an easy thing in life, like touching a hot stove. That's self-explanatory. Other times in life, that's hard because, you know, we talk all the time in our program that, you know, you got to have a one play at a time mentality. That's both in football and in life. No matter what successes you've had in your past, you got to wake up today and do it again. And no matter what has gone wrong for you, you got to pick yourself up and you got to go again. And that's something we definitely train in our program. You know, toughness is one of our core values, and discipline is as well. And that mental toughness to understand that failure is not the opposite of success. Success runs through failure. Failure is a part of success. There's no successful person out there in the world that hadn't failed a lot. You know, Steph Curry's missed a whole lot of three-pointers. Now, he's made a whole lot, too. But to make them, you got to miss them. You got to take the shots.
Coach, when you look at the way the game is played today, and you still, to me, you still got to be able to run the football. I think it's an underrated part of winning at every level, being able to run the football when you need to and have to. But with 7-on-7 sort of changed the world. I think now you're getting quarterbacks and receivers that are much more advanced in the pitch and catch game than ever before. And so it's all about evaluation of which one of those guys can do the best job for you.
That's right. I lost you right there just for a second. Will you repeat that? The phone.
Yeah. One of the things is
You were talking about 7-on-7.
Yeah, I think 7-on-7 gives coaches an opportunity. You get a much more refined quarterback and receiving core than ever before because they play it almost. And down here, you can play it, 11 months out of the year, most likely. You could do it if you had to. I think you're getting that, but I think the key is finding the right quarterback and the right wide receivers that can fit what you want to do. Because I think you're getting a more advanced product than ever before coming from the high school ranks.
That's so true. But also, football is one of the few sports that doesn't transfer, you know, team to team. What I mean is, if you throw a 99-mile-an-hour fastball with a great curve and a great split finger, that transfers mound to mound no matter what team you're on. If you can shoot three-pointers and you can, you know, play basketball, that transfers much easier schematically from team to team in basketball. But in football, if you're a great middle linebacker for one team, when you transfer to another team, and you were talking about quarterbacks and receivers, so we'll just use that as an example. If you're a great quarterback for one team and you transfer to another team, let's say you're great at completing curl routes for one team. Well, the way they call curls on the other team will be a totally different language. You know, I mean, so learning the language in football is the gap that you have to cross. It's not playing the game. It's getting comfortable. You know, think about the great Peyton Manning when he left the Colts and went to the Broncos. Year two is when he took off and had the great, great year. And, I mean, he's the great Peyton Manning. And it was just getting comfortable with the Broncos' new terminology and scheme. So you do have so many more kids that are so much more skilled throwing and catching than ever before. The terminology gap is the one you've got to get past. And you've seen that with Jake this year with us. You know, he got here in July, And how much better is Jake playing now than he was early in the year? And that's nothing. He's no better a player. He's just so much more comfortable in our system. He's made protection checks a million times in his life. He just hasn't used the words and the terms that we have. And so, that's just the gap you have to get past.
Coach, this is a sort of a personal question, but I grew up on the Bayou. I still live there. You grew up in what, Emory, Mississippi?
Yep.
Oh, okay. My thing is, people tell me, what would you describe your childhood in the neighborhood like? I was like, you know what? It's the closest thing you could compare to Mayberry. You know, Andy Griffith. And I sort of suspect where you grew up, it was an exact similar type situation.
No doubt, man. My graduating class, 9 through 12 at Amory High School, was about 400 to 450 students. And my boys, we live in River Ridge. My boys go to John Curtis. Man, I tell people all the time, living in River Ridge and going to Curtis my boys are growing up almost exactly how I grew up. I mean, they drive a golf cart to school every morning. Kids are running around on their bicycles playing basketball. You know, they win almost every football game they play, which was like growing up in Amory playing for my dad. So it is, man. This culture down here in this city and the surrounding, I'm just going to call them neighborhoods around it, because it is, the towns have different names, but it's just a bunch of neighborhoods and people. I said it in my press conference, New Orleans wakes up happy. It does, man. I've lived in towns and cities that doesn't. This place wakes up happy, and it wakes up looking forward to the day and what party we're going to go to that day. And I'm a guy that wakes up that way. I'm a guy that wakes up ready to attack the day and can't wait to see what's in store for that day. So me and my wife and my two boys, we love it here.
Roll wave, Coach Hall. Thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thank you all so much. Roll wave.
Will Hall, new head coach of the Tulane football program, joining us there. Taking a break here. Weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino rolling on. We shall return with even more, folks. Just keep it locked right here on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? We're rolling on here. Weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino. Giving you an update. Third quarter action. Riverside up 28-14 over Ascension Catholic.
Got a lot of scoring in the third quarter. That's all I can tell you than what happened in the first half.
Help us talk about all things prep football right now. Writer at Crescent City Sports. The only guy that ever saves me a spot at Saints training camp. Renee Nato joining us now. Renee, always appreciate the time. How's it going, man?
He's trying to bum money off of you.
Hey, Steve. Hey, Mike. How you doing? Always great to be with you guys. Enjoying a lot of good football this weekend, man. You know, you're seeing the stars of the future how much talent there is in Louisiana will be playing some of them on Sunday afternoons around the country.
Man, Renee, I was telling them about Isaiah Washington, who plays for Hainesville. And I've seen him play before. Terrific. He's played on both sides of the football. And I do really feel, even though he's got an offensive personality, he's really going to do well at the safety position. But to score two touchdowns, rush over 100 yards, gets a pick six, MVP. Man, you looking at a guy here that was not heavily recruited until a little bit later in the process. Goes to show what LSU has picked up in Isaiah Washington from Hainesville.
And, you know, Mike, you nailed it. Hainesville with their 18th state championship today. But, you know, you're thinking of guys who came from Hainesville who've gone to the NFL. You know them all. Doug Evans, Demetri Evans, and Cam Jackson, who's now playing in the NFL. And Isaiah Washington might be joining that trio when it's timed up at LSU. But not only did he have that pick six and the score touchdowns on offense, Mike, he had 14 tackles. He was all over the field, and he showed what he may be as a safety for the Tigers in years to come.
He's got some talent. I think everybody, and so I'll throw it to you first, everybody's talked to me about St. Aug, Edna Carr. What a great job Robert Valdez has done in a quick time at St. Aug. And I knew he would turn it around, seeing what he had done at St. James. But what a dynasty Bryce Brown has built at Edna Carr. Now, you walking in the ring against the heavyweight champ, and you're going to get their best punch. So kind of preview this game a little bit. For people who maybe haven't watched St. Aug and Edna Carr, two outstanding football teams, well-coached, and, man, this game, you may see a repeat of these two teams next year, right?
Well, you know, Mike, I'm going to tell you what. That's a good question, and the fact is the scoreboard may blow a fuse. You know, you got Edna Carr with 15 signees last week for National Signing Day, down a 26-game winning streak. John Johnson, heading to West Virginia, had a chance to visit with him this week. He's looking to be the second quarterback in Carr history to win two state titles. Richard Anderson talked to him the other day. Big guy, big best defensive tackle in the 2026 class. Trey Garrison, the running back there. But, you know, they got great receivers, and their secondary has signings, four signings of quarterbacks. Heyward Howard going to Texas. Maurice Williams going to Colorado, Aiden Hall going to LSU, and Torrance Sanders, Washington State. And, of course, they got two guys highly recruited for 2027, Jules Batiste, the best edge rusher in the 27 class from Louisiana, and Zylon Wesley, an offensive tackle, will be highly regarded. But, you know, I'm going to tell you, I'm a count of that because St. Aug has a really good quarterback in Bashan Tidkulon, who threw for a lot of yards this year. He threw for almost 3,000 yards, 38 touchdowns, 67% of his tosses complete. He ran for over 500 yards and 9 touchdowns. But I'm going to tell you guys, he's got three receivers, two juniors who are going to be highly, highly recruited next year. Raekwon Williams had 31 catches, and Miguel Whitley had 43 catches, but also Derek Bennett is a guy who kind of flew under the radar, but all these three of those guys are juniors. So what I'm saying is both offenses have the potential to light up the scoreboard. It's going to be a lot of exciting plays Saturday afternoon at the Superdome.
So you telling everybody take the over between St. Aug and Edna Carr, right?
Even if it's over 100, Mike, yeah, I go with the over.
Woo-wee. Throw it to another game, when I called you during the week, you said, hold on, somebody wants to talk to you, and I got to talk to Hank Turney for a few minutes at Shawn. What a great job he's done there, looking for a repeat. But, man, St. Charles Catholic, they're not the biggest team in the world, but, boy, are they well coached. They always around the football. They're explosive on the offensive side of the football. That should be a great matchup also between Shaw and St. Charles Catholic.
Yeah, and Wayne Stein has two state titles under his belt at St. Charles Catholic, and Frank Monica has one. But, you know, last time these two teams met, the Comets prevailed 24-0. So I was with Hank the other day when you called me, and Hank says he hopes they're a little overconfident. But I'm going to tell you, Hank has a trio of guys, really four guys in the secondary. Jackson Williams, who signed with Washington State, Jakon Carter,
is a guy who's a strong safety. And Rontre Carter, who he compares to Ryan Clark, is going to be in the 2027 class, the top safety in the metro area. And as a junior DB, Ethan Lentz, who has had a big, big game against Vanderbilt Catholic in the semifinals, 12 tackles and 2 interceptions. His secondary is outstanding, one of the best, and they can match up against anybody in the city. That's going to be a really, really outstanding game. Even though the last time they played, St. Charles won, I think revenge will be on Shaw's side.
You know, Coach Stein does a great job at St. Charles Catholic, but you think about, you know, what they've been able to do there. Not a lot of coaches, Renee, can follow somebody like Frank Monica and have this type of success, because that's a lot of pressure on you. And just look in that little area. I could drive you that 20 miles, and what we got, Hornville, you got Destrehan, you got St. Charles Catholic, Riverside,
Lutcher.
What? And you're like, man, how can they put out every year this? Because football matters. It matters to them. Athletics matter. And I've heard Coach Monica talk about this all the time, about it's really your first job in life. Okay, you got to show up on time. You got to do what you're told. You got to learn how to work with other people. And I think sometimes that gets overlooked in things. But I remember last year, off of that team with Hank had, so much of it, you know, went elsewhere. They graduated after they defeated E.D. White. Well, are you surprised to see Shaw in this spot today?
Well, they lost a lot, but Hank's such a great coach, and he said he had a core last year, and he switched, you know, his defensive back switched to offense as a quarterback. Alan Shaw moved from defense to offense and done a great job. He's not in the line of the great quarterbacks at Shaw, but he's a facilitator. He throws when he has to. He runs when he has to. And he's not the star, but he distributes the ball very well. But to answer your question, Hank's teams, much like St. Charles Catholic, are well-coached. They work hard. They play hard. They had good defenses and good offensive lines. And I think that this could be a very, very close game, even though St. Charles won by a large margin before. I think when getting there and stuff, neither team, Mike and Steve, are going to be intimidated by the lights of the Dome. So they'll be playing lights out from start to finish.
Man, you know what surprised me is how they beat Vanderbilt Catholic from Houma, because they got a huge offensive line. They couldn't block them. I mean, up front for Shaw. Man, they were running in there like they had an open gate. And you could see they were well-coached in a scheme that fits the personnel they have. And I could say the same thing about Coach Stein. He does exactly the same thing. He plays a little bit of football chess with you.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you something else, too. You won't see a lot of yellow flags with either one of those teams. They're well-coached, don't make the same mistake twice, and they're always in the right place. So that's the mark of a good team. But you're right, you won't see a lot of yellow flags in this game when those two teams meet.
Riverside with a 28-14 lead over Ascension Catholic. I remember I was talking to Steve about this. Lee Roussel was at Riverside. He was the offensive line coach at Nicholls State. And when they hired him, had a couple of people ask. I said, listen, he'll do a really good job there. He's a really good coach. But, man, to win it this quick, man, Coach Roussel really got it going at Riverside.
He really has. And I'll tell you another side story to this game here. Taylor James, the head coach at Ascension Catholic, he's got a beard, but he looks like he's too young to shave. He's about 32 years old in his first season on the job at Ascension Catholic. He's done a great job. But Trevin Simon is the leading rusher in the state. Came into the game with 3,765 yards, 57 touchdowns. He's approaching 4,000 yards for the season. And that's only been done 8 times nationally. Derrick Henry was one of those guys. So Trevin Simon, not a big guy, 5'9", 185, runs a 4.42. He had 34 carries for 519 yards against St. John Flackman. He does not have a scholarship offer right now, and he's approaching 4,000 yards in the season, and it could be close to 60 touchdowns.
That's hard to believe. It really is. I know he's not the biggest back in the world. Nothing stretching him to 5'9". I don't think he's quite that big, but, man, can he run. He's got speed and really, really good field vision when you see him out there.
He really does, Mike, and he falls forward. You know, he never falls back. He doesn't take a loss, And as we talk now, Ascension Catholic in the end zone cuts the lead to 28-21. So Ascension Catholic is coming back on Riverside. But, you know, Trevin Simon right now is, they've kept him, you know, he's done a great job. But another guy who scored a touchdown, Joshua Barber, 6'1", 250-pound fullback, a four-year starter. He's also a weapon for Ascension Catholic.
Yeah, as a high school player, I wouldn't want to be trying to get my grabs on him at 250 pounds. And that's a load to bring that down in open field. But again, as Renee just said, 28-21 now, Riverside with the lead over Ascension Catholic. But this looks to be a game that'll go down to the wire, Renee. Hey, keep us posted, buddy.
Well, I'll tell you what, too, and also, you know, in the Division One, Ahmad Hudson is going to be, a guy who's the number one tight end in the country this year. You know, I mean, they got some great, great talent. Sterlington's Devin Downs, a baseball commit to LSU for 2027. A lot of talent at the Dome this weekend.
Renee, always appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Renee.
You
appreciate it, bud.
Stephen, Mike, take care. God bless.
All right, Nato, writer at Crescent City Sports, joining us right there. Going to take a break here. Weekend kickoff, Treasure Chest Casino, folks. Coming back with even more right after this. WWL right after the break. That's a wrap on the 5 o'clock hour of weekend kickoff over here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Coming up next, we're going to be talking with Sean Merriman, former All-Pro linebacker, founder of Lights Out Extreme Fighting. Going to ask him about his former teammate, Philip Rivers, making a comeback in the NFL. Breaking all that down, plus more Saints and Panthers talk right after this here on WWL. Folks,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.